USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump thanking the North Korean leader in a tweet for sending what are believed to be the remains of 55 U.S. soldiers killed during the Korean War back to the United States. Vice President Mike Pence was on hand when they arrived in Hawaii yesterday.
There is a promise, sometimes spoken, often not spoken, that we leave no man behind. And that's what great nations do. Today, what the American people saw, and frankly the world saw, was the United States of America saying that we will keep that promise even nearly seven decades later.
TSA officials are considering no more passenger screenings at over 150 small and medium-sized U.S. airports. CNN obtaining documents saying that the government plans on using the money that would be saved to improve security at larger airports. This is USA Radio News.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm fat when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435, andro400.com.
Weekly jobless claims are up slightly. The Labor Department reporting 218,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, 1,000 more than the previous week, but right on analysts' predictions. Pope Francis says the death penalty is never justified, declaring today that it's inadmissible in all cases and amounts to an attack on the dignity of the person. His declarations being added to the official statement of Catholic beliefs. In the past, the death penalty was allowed in some cases, but Pope Francis says the church will now work to see that capital punishment's abolished around the world. Authorities in Philadelphia say a 2-year-old boy was attacked and killed by several pit bulls inside a home. Police say responding officers could see the child being attacked through the front door and fired shots at the dogs, killing one, but the boy still died. They say three other people were home at the time and weren't injured. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new report claims 2017 was one of the hottest years in recorded history. The American Meteorological Society releasing the annual State of the Climate report saying 2017 also saw the highest amount of greenhouse gases and ocean temperatures were near a record high. A new Ebola outbreak has been reported in the Democratic Republic of Congo just days after a previous outbreak was declared over. Here's USA's Wendy King.
4 cases of the disease were positively confirmed in the country's North Kivu province, and more are anticipated. The health ministry said it's investigating reports of viral hemorrhagic fever. Since last weekend, 20 have died and 26 more have symptoms suggesting any of several viral infections, including Ebola. Officials say the outbreak is not related to the epidemic in Equator province, which is 1,500 miles away and was declared over by the World Health Organization on July 25th. Over 50 people there were infected and 33 died. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And CNN says it will be airing one more season of Anthony Bourdain's hit series Parts Unknown. The network saying it recorded enough video for the final season before Bourdain committed suicide in June. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.